This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
It has been so busy at the end of this year that I have not had time to go through all the shows for the recap show. We will get to that next week. This past week, I have been talking to many clients and friends about dogs, because that's what I do, and I realized how impactful one of my postulates is when dealing with people and dogs. Today, I would like to discuss that all-important theory of mine.
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so that you may make the best of your dog's amazing personality. I am Benny Copeland, trainer to people, behaviors to the dogs, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. Thank you for subscribing and listening to today's show. Actually, today I'm going to talk about two of my postulates. Each of these have to deal with personalities, personalities of dogs, and personalities of people. I get it that I can't make everyone happy. I used to think I could, and when I realized it was impossible, I was really able to relax and enjoy my life much better. Not everyone is going to like what I say, listen to what I say, or agree with my opinion, and that's all right with me. What got me to thinking about this topic is that a few people I talked to asked for my opinion, and then they wanted to rebuke what I was telling them, as if what I teach is up for debate. Let me teach you what I learned, and now what I believe, right after this.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
If you remember, a postulate is a theory of mine that I have taught for so long that I now believe that it is true. My postulates are very true to me, and I have yet run across someone that has been able to persuade me that one of my theories is wrong. Today, we are talking about two of my theories that came to me almost as an afterthought. I was talking to a gentleman years ago that was a very successful businessman. He was in the business of taking ideas and creating businesses from those ideas. He asked me if I thought I could franchise dog training business, and we sat down for a few hours one day to discuss this as an option. One thing that he emphasized was that to be franchisable, you have to do the same thing in every business model. For example, if you get a McDonald's cheeseburger in Tennessee or in California, it's exactly the same. Another example is the UPS store. I've been into at least a dozen different ones of these, and they all have the same process, and they look very similar. Now, after a very long discussion, we realized that my training style could be copied, yes, but when you add different people to the mix, you're going to get very different results. Same goes for dogs. We have talked in the past that you can get two dogs from the same litter and they will be very different. You could also get a dog of the same breed from the same breeder, or it could even have the same parent as the dogs that you've had before, and they still have very different personalities. So this brings me to my postulate. One of them states, humans have personalities. Because of this, you will find that different people will react very differently in many situations. This includes members of the same family, as well as people of different sexes, ages, races, and personal backgrounds. When we are dealing with other humans, it's hard enough to understand why people do the things they do, because you humans have a hard enough time understanding each other. It's easy to see why you would have difficulty understanding your dog. Yes, dogs do have personalities as well. The biggest problems come when you, the human, give traits to your dog's choices and personalities as if they were human as well. There is a word for that that I can't pronounce very well. Another big problem is that you're not even aware you're doing it. You analyze your dog's behaviors and choices in a way as if it was another human making those choices or having that behavior. Why did my dog do that? I get that question all the time. I also find that if I make a comment about a dog, as innocent as it may be, I sometimes tend to offend someone because they put those human qualities on their dog. I once told a lady that had asked unsolicited advice, by the way. She had learned that I was a dog behaviorist, and she was telling me what breed she had, and I was telling her about that breed, and that I considered that breed to be the clown of all breeds of dogs. They're goofy and fun, and they get away with so much because they're silly, and sometimes it makes them difficult to train. I found out later that she was very offended about what I said, and that she thought I said her dog was a clown. I mention this only because I realize not everyone looks at everything the same way. She may have hated clowns, and by me saying what I did, she had a very negative reaction. I had the opportunity to see her again, and I told her that my comment was innocent, and it was never meant to be offensive in any way. I happen to love that breed of dog, and I was currently training a client with one. She made the comment that her dog was a little goofy, but he was not a clown. Well, I thought that comment was very interesting because I think clowns are goofy. She obviously does not think the same way. Yes, I know you're wondering what breed of dog I'm talking about, and if you listen to the very end, I'll tell you. My other postulate goes as follows. Dogs have personalities. Because of this, you will find that different dogs act very different in many situations. This includes dogs of the same breed. I'm currently working with many clients that have multiple dogs. Two of them have four dogs that are all of the same breed. The others have anywhere from two to four dogs each of very differing breeds or backgrounds. Some are rescues, some are from breeders, and they're very different types of dogs. Now, during my consultation with one of these clients, and they had four of the same breed of dog, I had to work with the dogs because we were doing a little bit of a different program than I normally offer. At the end of the session, I started to describe which dog was dominant and the different personalities of each dog. Who was the pleaser? Which one was the stubborn one? Which dog lacked confidence, and which dog had more than enough confidence for all the dogs? The owners stood there, mouths open. They said I had accurately described each dog and their personalities in that very short time that I worked with them, except, they said, that I was wrong about which dog was the dominant. After a few weeks of working with them and the four dogs, the owners realized they had been wrong about which dog was the dominant. This was a big part of their problem. They were treating the wrong dog as the dominant, as well as not taking the dominant role for themselves. and creating some very uncomfortable situations. As I pointed out how they should treat the dogs in certain situations, they started seeing the dogs relax and become more compliant. When you can recognize a dog's personality, it's up to you to treat that dog a certain way to make him feel like he's a part of the family. Remember, dogs are reactive, and when you react appropriately to their choices and actions, you can teach them how to behave. It's so much easier than trying to change their personality. I'll give you a really good example of something that just happened. I went into a home. The lady had two adult dogs of the same breed that she had just bought a puppy. The male dog kept walking by the puppy and just showing its teeth and growling at the puppy. Now, they'd been together for almost a month, and there had never been any incident. The male dog did never attack the little dog or anything like that. But as soon as the male dog gave the little growl and showed her teeth, she scolded the male dog. She scolded the older dog. And she had told me prior that this dog was the dominant of the two dogs that she had before getting the puppy. And I told her that in the hierarchy, the thing that happens is you have to let the dog know that he thinks he's in the hierarchy, that it's okay for him to be in the hierarchy. For example, Beans and Oz are great together. Beans terrorizes Oz. Oz really puts up with a lot from Beans. She'll grab his neck and growl at him and jump on him and sit on his head sometimes. During all this process, he just puts up with it and puts up with it. It's sometimes, every now and again, he doesn't like it and he'll get on her. Rawr! And she'll run away or go under the bed or something like that. My reaction to him is to immediately praise him, to let him know that I'm okay that he lets her know when she's done a little too much and that I recognize him as the dominant. Well, in this same situation, I was telling the lady by getting on the other dog, what she was doing was making that dog think that he couldn't do the thing, that he couldn't continue to be the dominant and do the thing that was very natural to him. Well, the next time the dog came by and kind of growled at the dog, she just said, "Good boy," to the dog, which I told her to do. The dog kind of came back to her and she rubbed on him and she was telling him, it's okay that you can still be the dominant with this puppy. Just don't hurt it. Don't let it, don't let it go too far. But it's okay that you can still be the highest in the pack, especially with this puppy. And sometimes the puppy would chase the dog around, things like that. Literally within about 5 minutes, the male older dog came in and laid down right next to her and right next to the puppy. She was shocked. This dog had never done it. Never even been comfortable in the same room with the puppy. And here she was, recognizing him for who he was in the hierarchy. And she was able to show him that even though ultimately she's the dominant, that he could be okay to still be the dominant in the pack by getting onto him, by scolding him, by picking up the other dog. What she was doing was showing him that he can't have that role. And this was very confusing to him. So it's why it continued on that behavior. Now, by no means did it fix the problem in that short period of time, but it is something that went a long way for her to recognize how she was behaving in that situation that told the other dog that it couldn't be who he thought he was. And the moment that she could make him feel comfortable, just like I do with Oz, Oz will never hurt Beans. But the moment that I can make Oz feel comfortable, that if he gets on to Beans and lets her know, hey, too much is too much, then he can be relaxed and he can continue to allow her to be that, jump up and aggressive little puppy that she sometimes is. And he tolerates it very much so. And every now and then lets her know, hey, enough's enough. And I'm okay that he does that. And I want him to know that too. Now, ultimately, who's the dominant in my household? Me. I'm the one that takes that role. So if it was too much or too far, then I would take care of it and I would make it stop. And sometimes I've made her stop playing rough with him as well because I'm the one that's in control and I'm the dominant. Again, when you recognize your dog's personality, and you do treat your dog that way to make him feel like that he is a member of your family, you will start to see that you can really communicate and that dogs do fall into place and they'll start to behave however you want when you know and you're treating them as if they're a dog and they have a place in your family. I read this book once. It was called The Five Love Languages and it's by Gary Chapman. In this book, he describes five different ways that people express love and five different ways that they perceive love. If you know your partner or your friend or your spouse or your kids, and you know how they perceive love, and then you commit to emphasizing that language, you can have a very solid and productive relationship. And the same goes for your dog. I guess I need to write that book, right? The Love Languages of Dogs. And it certainly would go a long way to show people how to understand that dogs do have different personalities. And when we recognize those personalities, that we can really show that we do love our dog and they have a place in our family. So today, in summary, we talked about humans, dogs, and personalities, how they differ, and how we can give so many mixed signals. You discovered that understanding these differences can go a long way to building a great relationship with your dog. You also learned my thoughts and feelings about Weimaraners. Thank you.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. Or if you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Be impeccable with your dog.